Now, let me just read to you what this woman wrote at the Dallas Morning News and why we have to have crusades against and for things. On a recent Sunday afternoon, my daughter and I were driving to the grocery store when she said from the back seat, "I'm having this weird feeling. It's like I feel guilty, but I haven't done anything wrong." We were passing a Catholic church, writes Destiny Hendren de la Rosa, when she said this. So I jokingly told her I could drop her off for confession. She reminded me that we're not Catholic. Then I told her how her sister used to write me notes when she had something weighing on her. I'd find them under my pillow or in my makeup bag. Often light little burdens she wanted to lay down. As she got older, they got a bit heavier. But so far, nothing too serious. Since my younger daughter was only 11, I didn't expect the weight of the letter she brought me that night around 11 p.m., hours after I'd put her to bed. In glittery red ink, the same she used for her Christmas list, her words sank my heart. At a friend's birthday party, they were playing on the little girl's phone. The girl handed it to my daughter and said, "Boys are, like, disgusting." My daughter clicked on a male classmate's Snapchat story to find a video of him and a few other boys from her class laughing as they watched rape porn. She said the woman was bound up, saying no, as a masked man approached her. Her letter went on to describe a group of boys in her sixth grade class. Sixth grade, 8-year-olds, dude. Frequently joking about assaulting the girls in the parking lot. She said if any of the girls aren't sitting with their legs crossed, the boys will ask them if they want to get pregnant. And if the girls' legs are crossed, boys from this group often walk by and say, "Spread them." They are in sixth grade, writes Ms. De La Rosa. No 11-year-old should have to deal with or even know about things like this. I contacted a teacher, and the next day, after a visit with the teacher and the principal, consequences were handed down to the whole class. The boys and girls now sit at separate tables for lunch. Well, big whoop-de-doo, right? That hardly addresses the problem. Our children are growing up in a very different world than the one we knew as kids. Gone are the days of your grandfather's Playboy magazine. Today, children have access to explicit, violent, and degrading sexual material in the palm of their hands at all times. This is where many kids get their sex education. This is where they're learning that consent doesn't matter, and that actually the lack thereof is big business. Her letter ended with the most heartbreaking line. Her daughter wrote to her, "And this is why I, like, hate school," in all caps. Schools today are not only tolerate phones in the classroom, many encourage them. Again, Ms. De La Rosa, if you're sending your child to a public school, this is on you. No parent is under compulsion to sacrifice their children's tender virginities and chastities and purities on the altar of sending your kids to a public school. Don't do it. If I had it to do all over again, I would homeschool our children. No questions asked. You people that are homeschooling, God bless you. You're doing the right thing. Not subjecting your kids to this is the right thing to do. It is. Let me repeat. Through all the heartache and all the trauma you have to go through, losing your friends, being mocked and made fun of, having people, soccer mom, you know what's as I call them, sneer down their noses from the bridge of their 41-foot-long Starship Enterprise GMC Yukons. Let them. They're the ones that are to be felt sorry for. They're the ones that are raising the kids that are perfectly comfortable now Snapchatting about pornography.
When did it become the status quo to get our 12-year-old children smartphones to where they can access all this content? When did that happen? Because every child in our neighborhood has an iPhone.
They're all walking around with their faces glued
riding
to their eyes.
Bikes and their scooters with phones.
Yeah, they're hanging out in the driveway, standing out there in the middle of the day, one little girl, just staring at a smartphone. Dumb phone. Porn phone. Now, Ms. De La Rosa goes on to repeat what is popular to say, but must be acknowledged as a manifest error. Let me read it to you. Technology is our future. Yes, but so are these fragile minds. Ma'am, technology is not our future. You're repeating lines you heard from television and radio hosts and other celebrities. And like Taylor, like Swift. Technology is not our future. You can have the children and not have the technology. Do you see how that works? I do not have to have technology to have children. I do not have to have an iPhone to have children. I do not have to have drones dropping Chinese bubble-wrapped plastic tchotchkes off at my house to have children. And by the by, parenthood is a commandment from God. Contracepting your children away is a sin against that commandment. When God told Moses, write these commandments down on that rock over there. Take these 10 commandments to my kitty. Honor thy father and thy mother. As I've said, no one invites me to give this talk, but I have it pretty much memorized now. And I'd be happy to come to your neighborhood and deliver it. Civilization in 6 words. Let me give you 6 words. Honor thy father and thy mother. An entire civilization can be built on those 6 words. I don't need a smartphone. I don't need a computer. I don't need a television. I don't need a radio. I don't need anything. I can build an entire civilization on 6 words. Honor thy father and thy mother. She continues, this is what rape culture in elementary school looks like, and our kids are learning it. Children today, whether we realize it or not, are part of a giant experiment. We've got to do more to prepare them and protect them. I'd argue it's time we rethink how much online access we're giving them, you think? It's not a matter of not trusting our children, but rather not setting them up for failure when their developing brains aren't ready for the level of content they can see both on and off of school property. I'm glad my daughter trusted me enough to share her burden of heart, but now it's time for us as parents and educators to remove these technology burdens. No, Ms. De La Rosa, it is time to banish pornography. It is time for real men to step up to the plate and say, okay, I'm in. By the by, what is vow number one or intention number one of a crusader knight of the Most Holy Rosary, first intention. Let me give it to you. Go to MikeChurch.com. You need a name and an email address. Sign up today. Just not trying to sell you anything. I just want you to be a crusader knight. It's a vocation. It's a calling. First intention. For all those who have the legal and legislative means to do so, for their hearts to be softened and their wills moved into action to bring about an end to the legal protections for abortion, contraception, pornography, and sodomy. There's your four. And to restore legal prohibitions against usury. Banning porn is on the table because of our efforts, folks.